We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Staff changes in college basketball are the norm, no matter the stature of your program. When those changes do take place, the type of change is oftentimes what signifies the stature of your program. This time last year, Michigan women's basketball was readying to return plenty of familiar faces on the court, while its assistant coaching staff was completely different. That offseason, Toyel Wilson became the head coach at SMU, while Kim Barnes-Rico's other two assistants moved on to similar roles with other power conference programs. Earn your first Sweet 16 berth, then yeah, you're probably going to have to try to replace talent everywhere, including on the sidelines. Fast forward to the here and now. Certainly, there's more continuity this offseason with Val Nyima and Harry Rafferty set to return. But Arico's coaching tree is continuing to cover more ground as Kerry Moore became Arico's fourth assistant at Michigan to parlay that into a head coaching opportunity, with Moore heading to Harvard. So Moore's hiring there, of course, created an opening here in Ann Arbor, and Kim Barnes-Rico followed a similar path to fill the position. For a second straight season, Michigan plucked an outstanding assistant coach and recruiting coordinator from a North Carolina-based power. Moore from UNC, and now the newcomer Aaron Bath from NC State. High energy, check. Crazy experienced, check. And fittingly enough, motivated by a really tough loss in the Elite Eight, check. Time will tell if this is truly a great fit, if it does check all of the boxes, but on paper, it feels like another reload for a coaching staff and for a steadily rising Michigan women's basketball program. On paper, a lot to like. Via interview, I think you'll feel the same. Aaron Bath is our guest on this week's Defend the Block.
We're talking Michigan basketball. Welcome to Defend the Block, where we'll take you inside the basketball programs with interviews, analysis, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Brian Bush.
Continuing our women's basketball coverage here on Defend the Block, it's great to welcome in the newest member of the Michigan women's basketball program, assistant coach and recruiting coordinator, Aaron Bath. Coach, welcome to the show. Welcome to the program. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you. I am great. I mean, beyond, fueling blue. I've been asked that around town. So I guess that means I look like an athlete. So praise him. So that's a big compliment, but I'm great.
That's awesome. So have you made the color wardrobe change? Because red doesn't quite fit in Ann Arbor, even though it is, you know, not the red that most people are concerned about.
I have. I'm working on it. I have had a lot of red stuff, but it's all to the Goodwill. So it's I am donating it. And yes, there is no red on this girl. So yeah, I've made that change. I learned that quick. That was probably one of the first things I don't bring up that red. I'm like, okay.
So. Yeah, no, it's very strict. Green also is frowned upon, but we don't have to worry about that too much. So so let's just ask pretty simply, why Michigan? Why this opportunity? You come from a great program, coming to a great program. Why was this the right chance for you?
Oh, right. Well, you know what? I just love Coach Orico. She's amazing. I've known her for a while now, and we've always stayed in contact. I like the way she does things. I like when I see her energy on the bench. I like the way her girls play. And just talking with her, really excited to be able to learn more. So this was definitely a growth move for me, and just really looking to learn from her and grow. I mean, she's a powerful female in this business. And, you know, I have aspirations, hopefully one day, and to have a program myself. But till then, I am here. I'm all in. It was sort of a no-brainer for me. It was hard, but it was sort of a no-brainer because I really want to grow. That's always been my focus on anything that I do. Always want to just get better. And so, yes, NC State is a great program, wonderful people. Coach Moore is awesome. One of the best in the business for sure. But I'm excited about this conference. It's powerful. Oh my gosh. So I'm really excited to, you know, expand my recruiting connections and get out there and do more too. And just expand in that way as well.
Before this past season ended and before you had some conversations about this job with Coach Orico, what was your impression of Michigan? Because, you know, as we sometimes are a little too far into the forest to see the trees, but it's easy to see that there is a very steady, consistent upward trajectory. What were your perceptions before ever thinking about actually coming to work for the university?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, Michigan is known around the world, the globe. I have always heard about Michigan. I know the Block M. I've seen it, the colors, all the way back to the Fab Five, and just all the strides that the women's basketball program have been making as well. The football, just in every aspect. And then obviously, I think one of the biggest deals, the education, the academics at Michigan is ridiculous. I mean, you've really... You know, you're doing something. You come here, you're going to get a great education. Even the facilities, I heard about the facilities and how beautiful it was, you know, how beautiful the facilities are here at Michigan. So it was a wow factor for me. I've been able to, I've been very blessed to be with a lot of different programs. And, but this one right here is definitely a huge step up in a lot of different ways.
So let's talk about the two titles you have. First, from an assistant coach perspective, how would you describe yourself for a fan who's going to get to watch you work and watch you on that sideline coming up next year?
Oh my goodness. A lot of energy. I do make sure I'm in contact with the girls. I communicate. I think I do a pretty good job of that during the game, trying to make sure, you know, there's so many emotions that go on and frustrations and then good things. And there's, you know, just a lot of things that go on that bench. And so would love to, you know, give information to Coach Orico, share information with the other assistants who are awesome. I love Harry and Val. Oh my gosh, family members, I'm cooking for them. I can't wait to get back up there, but I can't, you know, I look forward to, you know, collaboration and making sure these girls are, you know, thriving throughout the game and helping with some strategies if so, and just being really hands-on too. You'll see me. I will definitely, you know, pat the girls on the back, high fives. Let's go, get fired up. You know, my knees are bad, so I don't jump up as much anymore after watching. I hope you have to see where the trainer sits. So anyway, but I think hopefully, and I pray you'll be very pleased with my performance on the bench. Yes, as a coach.
How about from a recruiting coordinator standpoint, what are some of the key pillars of how you approach recruiting? It's obviously a demanding thing, 24/7 type of a deal in a lot of ways, though we just recently had a little bit of a dead period, which I'm sure you probably welcomed as well. But from a recruiting standpoint, what's your MO?
Oh my goodness. So it's all about relationships, and which I love. I love building relationships. I love people. So the relationship part is big. You've got to get on that phone. You've got to stay organized, making sure everyone on the staff is, you know, doing their part, making sure that we're making the right calls, making sure Coach Rico knows what's going on. I think social media is huge in recruiting. So looking forward to, and the social media here at Michigan is great. I'm looking forward to contributing to that if I can. You know, getting the girls involved, far as obviously in a compliant reason, but far as, you know, just knowing who's out there, listening to them, and they know a lot of players too. You'd be surprised. So, and just get out and work. You've got to grind. You've got to work every day. You just do. And I think that, and it's really not even a job. It's just calling people and talking too, right? And so it's fun. I learn a lot. I'm getting older, so the TikToks are out there. I'm like, good gracious. So all kinds of stuff that we're doing. But the biggest deal is to get the girls to the campus. Michigan is amazing. And I just think it will take your breath away. And so that's going to be one of my big goals, is to get these recruits on campus, get them on the phone with Coach Rico. I mean, she's fiery. She's like a little piece of dynamite. I love her. I mean, they got to meet her, you know, get her on the phone. She's so good. Such a great conversationalist. And I think, you know, I gave you a lot of things, but it's just such a broad topic. There's so many things you can do, but I know the relationship piece is big. I'm a mom, so I think parents are very important. And love to, you know, build a relationship with them, because this is a privilege to play, to coach these young ladies and be in their lives for almost ever. You know, I very well been to many weddings and things like that. So I think that is a huge blessing, but definitely building this relationship and making sure they know who this woman is, Coach Kim Barnes Rico. So
yeah, no, I mean, her name is obviously getting out there, and deservedly so. And it's been fun to see her tree grow from an assistant coach into a head coaching standpoint. Now, from your perspective, you've had plenty of previous stops. We talked about the time at NC State, which was remarkable. 110 wins, Sweet 16s each of the last three tournaments, the Elite Eight last year. What did your time mean with the Wolfpack, and how did you grow during that stretch?
Oh, no, that's such a great question. Oh, man. First of all, the players, you know, it's that recruiting piece again. We have great kids at NC State, still do. I really look up to and admire Coach Moore on that. Just, you know, how he recruits and what he likes. And I think that's a really big deal. And also, I would say player development, I grew in that area. I've always liked to train, but I do believe in order to get to that next level, you've got to put in more work. And that is changing the culture of something, or change, you know, knowing that it's okay and making it a normalcy to get in the gym on your own. And so I really believe I grew in that area, as far as getting the girls out there and let's go. If they want to work out at 6 a.m. for 45 minutes, I'm there. I did not tell them, no, we're going to do this. And so in that grew a lot of things. Also, just watching Coach Moore's strategy, he's very good at breaking teams down and, you know, end of the game strategies and offense, defense things. So I really grew in that area as well. Just knowing, you know, what play to call, and really thinking about it. I mean, he does all the calls himself, but I really did get a job, I think, of watching him and growing on that aspect. I think I grew in the time management part piece of being a coach as well. Just, I'm a mom, and I know it's very demanding, but these girls are like my daughters as well. So I think I did a good job of learning how to manage my time and making sure our players feel it, feel loved. I mean, the girls will play for you if you love them. You know, if you just spend that time, they will do whatever you need. And that's what this is all about. So I think I grew in that area as well. The recruiting piece, I grew there too, just as far as at this level, the type of players, the skill, building relationships over in other countries, doing things like that. So, I mean, I learned so much, and I can't be more grateful for that opportunity.
You had a great career playing wise at Clemson. You were drafted into the WNBA. You played some professionally overseas. When did you get the coaching itch, and how have you been able to kind of, you know, think back to some of your playing days to help you relate to understand some of the challenges that student athletes have to go through, whether it's, you know, on the court, in the gym, or in the classroom?
Yeah, well, I started coaching at VCU 2004. 2004, maybe, 2003, under Beth Cunningham and my good friend, Julia Huddleston, who's a head coach at Lynn University. We coached together. And so I was coaching, I got the itch, and then I got the itch to play again. So I went back overseas. So what the heck? So then after that, I injured overseas. I came back and I just started coaching some more. And I just love it. You can't get any closer to the game. You know, I was a lot younger then, so I would actually get out there on the floor more and show them some things. Yeah, right. But but that was when I just, you know, after playing overseas and, you know, one, when you play and then you coach, you really can relate to what the girls are going through. I know I, for example, myself, I played the four and the five position in college, a little bit of three overseas, but not much. They wanted me to dribble a lot. I'm like, heck no. So put me in the paint. So anyway, you know, it just takes post players longer sometimes to develop. And so I think I do a good job of relating. I know I get it, you know, and the conditioning part, and, oh, I'm going to die. You're not going to die, sweetheart. You're just fine. You're going to make it, you know? Oh, I got so much work. You can do it. Manage your time. This is what you got to do, right? And prioritize. So yeah, I look back quite a bit. And if anything, I just know, and I definitely gonna give my mom some credit. You just gotta work. You just gotta do a little bit more than somebody else does and be different. And I think that has helped me as a coach. And I put that in as a player and it got me really far. It's awesome. I love coaching. I mean, it's just as close as being a player as I could be.
So that's a good bridge to talking about what you are inheriting here at Michigan. And when you look at some of the past stops in your career, it seems like there's almost always a really, really good big who you helped to develop. And that's an area that Coach Arico has talked about with you that, you know, is really a big part of why she wanted to bring you here. So what do you see from this Michigan team, especially on the inside? Because as you know, I'm sure you would have loved to have coached Naz Hillman for a little bit, but that's a very, very important hole that Michigan will have to try to fill. What's still left over here post Naz Hillman?
Oh my goodness. Well, first of all, they're awesome women. I got a chance to meet everybody, like I said earlier, on the roster and as far as on the phone call, but I got a chance to meet Whitney. She was one of my first young ladies I got to meet, and she is hilarious, wonderful, excited. I also met Cameron, who was awesome as too. And then I talked to Isabel on the phone before she went off to Brazil to try out for her national team. But that's just a few. Obviously, there's other players who can play multiple positions, but I'm excited about their length and that they can run. These girls are athletes. So that's always fun to see a big run and go. So I'm all about, hey, you can get a layup, let's go. So I'm excited about that. I do like the fact that they do rebound and play some pretty good defense. And so that's a plus. I'm a defending coach, like defense myself. So I'm looking forward to help them grow in that area as well. But I do believe the post position has evolved to shooting the three. And so I'm trying to hopefully, you know, get them better at that aspects of shooting the three within Coach Arico's system, but want to just work on that, get them some confidence on shooting those little 15-foot jump shots, 17-foot jumpers, and maybe outside of the three. So working on that, but really, really excited about the post players here at Michigan.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So you came on officially late last month. Have you been able to have some conversations with some of the returning players? And what are kind of your, you know, here as you get acclimated and get up to Ann Arbor, you know, fully and completely and finish the move, what are some of the things you're trying to, you know, first 30, first 60 days, make sure you have off the checklist?
No, exactly. I've called all the players. I've talked to everybody. And I think the theme is we are not done. Yeah. And this is just the beginning. And I need them to expect more and to want it. I think hard work is got to be the baseline of everything, the foundation, the hard work, and obviously trust and things like that we always talk about. But that is it. I mean, so close to getting to the Final Four, and I think we can do it again. I know we can. And so I just think that the first 30 days is me getting to know them, them getting to know me. And just, you know, is come by the office, come see us, you know, calling their parents, making sure they know who's going to be in their lives for the next few years or so, you know. So I think that's a really big deal. Again, I really believe it's about how you make someone feel. And so if you make them feel like they can run through the wall, let's go. So I really am looking forward to pumping them up, right? Breathing some life and light and know that last year was amazing. It was history making, but we gonna do it again and do some more. Right. So don't you feel like playing now, Brian? Let's go. He's like,
let's
yeah,
do it.
Man.
No, I can assure you don't want me to play, but I will. I will broadcast and talk about it as much as you want. Let's roll.
Yeah. So that's it. I really getting to know them. And yeah, so that's the most important thing to me.
That's awesome. Lastly, I'm curious your thoughts on just how much you've seen the game grow and, you know, we hear all about the fact that more people are watching women's basketball, more people are locked in on it. I mean, if Naz Hillman played at Michigan 15, 20 years ago, she might not have been the star that she was. I mean, she was one of the most recognizable student athletes, man or woman, on the campus, period. How have you seen the game grow in popularity, in importance to the college sphere since maybe you were playing days early on in your coaching career?
Oh, it's grown tremendously. All of the games that are on TV now, especially collegiate games and the stations and all of these big contracts with, you know, ESPN, Fox and ABC, all of these. I mean, it's grown tremendously. And I think that this is just the beginning. And I'm just like I said about the post position growing. I think that's important. I think it's fun. There's a big deal about the WNBA right now as well. I think it's so good for women's basketball, what's going on with all of the recognition, but we need more, obviously pushing for more, but it's definitely evolved and gotten better. I mean, I've got people, this is so crazy. I'm sitting there eating hibachi yesterday, y'all, and these two women come with Michigan sweatshirts. I'm like, okay. And then I told them who I was and I was gonna be coaching with, they're like, heck yeah. So this is in Raleigh, North Carolina. I love it. So it's a really great feeling. It's a really big blessing. And I'm blessed to be a part of it. I just, we got to keep growing though. We got to get more recognition. But for what I know, what I've seen, it's grown tremendously.
We're in May, but I'm ready for the opener. I'm fired up. Let's get
yes,
this here.
I know. Me too. I got a chance to meet Naz too, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah. Graduation. Oh, see all those student athletes graduate. My first day at Michigan was awesome. I got to meet Hutch, legend. Let's go. Like I got a selfie with her. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm like, woo. So it was a good day. I mean, it was a good week. So yeah, I got a chance to meet Naz and she was awesome. And obviously the other graduates too were amazing women. Amazing. So awesome.
That's a pretty darn good start. Great omen for the Aaron Bath tenure here at the University of Michigan. Coach, congratulations. Welcome. And we can't wait to watch you, Coach Rico, and this team coming up here soon.
Awesome. Thank you. Go blue now.
Tough not to be impressed to have that energy, that high octane approach stand out when you listen to Coach Bath talk. Excited to see what she and the rest of this staff can do as Michigan looks to continue that second weekend trip to the NCAA tournament. And you heard it from her. They want more. There's more out there to be had as Michigan will go to try to make that next step and get into the third weekend and get into the Final Four. So thanks to Coach Bath for her time. Appreciate Sarah Van Meter, Michigan's outstanding sports information director on the women's basketball side, for her help in getting that coordinated. And thanks to all of you for listening in. We will have a week off next week, so no Defend the Block coming up a week from today, but we do appreciate you tuning in. We've got some great episodes. Terrence Williams II, Hunter Dickinson. We had Brendan Quinn from The Athletic. Some good stuff to listen back to. Plenty more of In the Trenches and Conquering Heroes to come in the ensuing days and weeks as well. So thanks to all of you for tuning in. Thanks to Coach Bath. We appreciate you listening every single time right here on Defend the Block.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Defend the Block, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGO Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.